Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
We talked about this yesterday. In case we didn't do it at this hour, Kevin Hart was chosen to host the Oscars. Was taking over for Jimmy Kimmel. And he was so excited about it. He said that it was sort of like a dream come true for him to have that kind of platform. Well, he has already stepped down. Whoa. It's been like 24 hours, roughly.
What happened?
Well, this is the first thing that happened. He did a little video.
So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on and find another host. So my tweets from 2009, 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've addressed it. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
So that happened first. Then later, he said he didn't want to be a distraction on the night of the Academy Awards. And so late last night, he actually stepped down. He said, quote, I do not want to be a distraction. This was online. I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing, talented artists. He tweeted, I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from my past.
Now, what was this tweet that someone dug up from back in the day?
I mean, it wasn't just one tweet. Back in like 2009, 2010, there were a series of like, it was like jokes about the LGBTQ community.
Right.
It wasn't like malicious hate mongering or anything. It was more like, well, if I have a son, I'm going to tell him not to play with toys that are girls and whatnot. Mm. And he used to actually use some of that in his shtick. Mm-hmm. And then since then, in the years since, he's been called out about that. And he has apologized about that. And, he's changed his routine. He's like, I understand the times we're living in are different. But those were the original tweets in question. And so now he actually has, even though he said he didn't want to, he has apologized again about that, and he's taking himself off the list.
I hate that we live in this time where if you apologize for something, you still can't pay your debt
right,
for it
right.
And then be able to move past it. I mean, at some point, you have to be able to change. I mean, there are a lot of people, and yes, sometimes it takes losing money and whatever the case may be.
Status
in order for you to learn your lesson. But if you learn your lesson, you've now educated yourself and you understand why that was so hurtful. And I think you should be able to move past those situations if you've shown that you've truly learned from your mistakes.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, honestly, 10 years ago was a different time and place. And it could happen to you or me.
Oh, yeah.
Someone could dig up some tweets where we said some pretty terrible, but at the time, like, not quite as terrible, but it was things. So it's a hard line.
Mm-hmm.
But he has taken himself off of that list. Now, Ariana Grande, let's switch gears, is taking the good with the bad. She was honored last night at Billboard's Women in Music event, where she was presented with the Woman of the Year Award. And during the acceptance speech, she touched on what I think was such a powerful message.
I find it interesting that this has been one of like the best years of my career and like the worst of my life. I'm not saying that for sympathy, I'm just saying that because I feel like a lot of people would look at someone in my position right now, I guess, like Woman of the Year, an artist that could be at her peak, like reaching her, you know, whatever, and think she's really got her shit together, you know? Like, she's really on it, like, she's got it all, and I do, but I, as far as like my personal life goes, I really have no idea what I'm doing. So it's been a very conflicting one. And I just want to say that if you're someone out there who has no idea what this next chapter is going to bring, you're not alone in that. And I'm not going to cry. That's really stupid. Sorry, I have to pull
back. And here's where it kind of fell apart, because she was really struggling to hold back tears. And then she went on for like another 30 seconds to, you know, shame herself for crying, which that's where we are with Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande has grown so much as a human in the last couple of years, but she's still young.
No.
Because there's nothing wrong with crying.
No.
By the way.
There's not. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure. I mean, think about when the last breakup you went through.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you felt pressure and sadness and you wanted to break down at work or school.
And maybe you did.
And you have her who, you know, we talk about her ups and downs all the time, and you hear about your ups and downs, and you see it when you go to the store, and you are seeing it on your Twitter all the time and your Instagram.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine what that pressure must be like, and especially when you're still learning how to wrap your emotions around adult life.
Right.
It's hard.
It is very hard. So kudos to her. That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.